It is 6:06, clear, 75 degrees in Tulsa, climbing to a stifling 108 this afternoon for a high. There is an excessive heat warning for us. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The city of Tulsa does not want to end up like Stockton, California, or Scranton, Pennsylvania. Catherine Roberts this morning tells us about a new measure designed to preempt any Tulsa budget trouble.
Right now, there isn't a pension crisis in the city of Tulsa. But City Finance Director Mike Kier says the Municipal Employees Retirement Program is only funded at about 76% of its long-term liabilities.
Any potential problem would be far, far off in terms of being able to make payments. I think the operative question is, knowing that you have that gap, what are you doing to eliminate it?
What the mayor is doing is appointing a committee of private citizens to recommend reforms to the city's pension program. They'll make a recommendation by the end of this year. I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
The Oklahoma Corporation Commission has approved a settlement in a rate case with Oklahoma Natural Gas. It will result in an increase of nearly a dollar a month in your natural gas bill. The three-member state regulatory agency announced yesterday that it had approved the settlement with ONG. Three people are in custody this morning in connection with last weekend's fatal Best Buy shootings. In custody is the suspected shooter, Willie Wise, and Jeremy Foster. Tulsa Police Chief Chuck Jordan says they were picked up yesterday.
Members of our Northeast Oklahoma Violent Crimes Task Force, the Tulsa Police Department Homicide Unit, the Tulsa Police Department Gangs Unit, Special Investigations Division, and the FBI culminated their investigation with the arrest of two persons.
A third person, Shania Cravens, was arrested Wednesday night in the suspected getaway car. 34-year-old Scott Norman was shot to death outside the store last Saturday. 58-year-old Graydon Wesley Brown was hit and killed by a stray bullet inside the store. Police say Norman, Wise, and Foster have gang connections. A suspect in a donut shop robbery dies after a confrontation with Tulsa police. Police officer Leland Ashley says the man fired several shots at two officers. When cornered in an East Tulsa neighborhood, he pointed the pistol and exchanged fire with yet another officer. Ashley says the suspect then put the gun to his head and pulled the trigger.
Ultimately, it appears to be this individual brought this on himself. You know, he had opportunity, even after committing the felony of armed robbery, he had the opportunity to give up when that officer confronted him. And then he had opportunity to give up again when he was confronted additionally the second time. Ultimately, this individual decided his own fate.
None of the officers fired upon were hit. Firefighters had to do battle with the heat as well as a large grass fire near Oolagaw. A firefighter was treated for heat exhaustion at a hospital. Four others were treated at the scene for heat exposure yesterday afternoon. The Porter Peach Festival gets underway this weekend. Kent Levesay with the Levesay Orchard says they have lots of peaches, but they are smaller than normal.
The spring was so warm that the crop has ripened about 3 weeks early. The only problem we're having with it is this dry weather. It's hard for us to water the trees as much as what they're needing, and so that's beginning to hurt the size of the peaches.
And he says that means they'll have to have more peaches to make a bushel, and he says that's cut down on this year's yield. Our weather forecast, an excessive heat warning for us today, a high this afternoon of 108. Tonight it will be clear, 75 for a low. Tomorrow and Sunday still very hot with highs both days around 106. On Monday and Tuesday, little relief with highs around 103. National Weather Service radar is clear this morning. Now, at 610, it is clear and 75. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.